Every soldier knows that every battle requires the right armor. And anyone who has ever entered the marriage market knows that it is most certainly a battlefield. And how does one attain the proper attire on the eve of this season's first skirmish? Well, that's easy. Shopping. But take care in your quest, dearest reader, for the shops of Wooten Bassett are bristling with enemy soldiers wearing taffeta and lace, and every street corner could hide the greatest threat, your rival.
So I simply must have at least 3 new ribbons, a shawl, desperately need a new pair of shoes. Oh, Mama, I'm going to be the prettiest one at the ball.
Yes, I can't wait to see anything you need, dear. Of course, money does famously grow on trees, as I've always said.
Oh, yes, Mama, this is just what we need to cheer us up. Yes, Esty?
Mama, Gwen, not to dampen anything, but money simply doesn't grow on trees, and as I'll remind you in a whisper, our beloved Papa is recently deceased, and we might have no money.
Esty, what are you saying? That I can't have any new dresses?
Esty, please, no. Stop being so realistic for once.
I really messed this whole day up.
Hey.
Please, Gwen.
Hey. Oh. Hey, sorry. Sorry to cut in. Is it okay if I get this pencil? I found it over there. I don't know. I found it on the floor. Maybe we don't have to pay for it.
Right. That seems like a free item that you can sort of.
You think
bring
I can
home.
Just take this pencil?
Yeah, I
can
think
we
you can
leave
just
the stationery store, please. It's so boring in here. There's no ribbons or anything.
Okay, everyone, have what they need. Violet's got your pencil. Okay, yeah, let's leave the stationery store. Perfect.
Violet, I think you did steal that from the stationery store.
Dang.
You're a criminal.
No, stop it.
Oh.
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 Charlotte.
Gwen. I see you're shopping for pencils ahead of the ball.
Well, actually, we're only here to accommodate the rather outlandish penchant for leaving notes that my dear cousin Violet, visiting from Bath, has. Oh, Charlotte, are you feeling all right? You do look a little peaky. Will you be able to make it to the ball?
Yes, whatever you're seeing, it must be your eyes going. Because I'm more than ready for the ball. I actually just came from the modiste, and I got my brand new waistcoat, so... What will you be wearing to the ball?
Oh!
If you're going, or if you have anything to wear at all, that is, Gwen.
Well, yes, we're quite excited to go, the whole family, as our cousin Violet from Bath will be making her debut, and I will also be making my debut in society, so
well,
I'll be wearing...
I'm engaged,
Violet,
remember?
Engaged to be at the ball. Engaged to be at the ball. We're not telling anybody.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Violet's engaged to my best friend, Davis.
Wow, Violet,
No. That's not, we're not.
Congratulations
no,
are in
no,
order.
No, but it's, we're not, no. We're like, it's like an engaged to
so
be
Davis
engaged.
So Davis and I will be cousins.
No.
Oh,
no.
Congratulations in order to you, Esty,
no.
For having a new cousin.
No.
Thank you.
Okay, it's fine.
Congratulations on you on having both a new bride and a new cousin. I'm just covering my bases of congrats. Visibly no congrats to Gwen here.
Well,
Charlotte, I can't help it. Every time you speak and you say nice things to us, I feel a little smaller.
Oh, don't we all pray to be a little bit smaller the day before the ball?
You got that right.
Esty, can I borrow you over here real quick?
Sure.
Esty, what? This seems really tense, and I don't really... What's happening right here?
What's happening right here?
It sounds like everyone's being really nice, but then it also feels, on the inside, it feels bad. What?
Davis, I'm so sorry. I care very deeply about you and what you're feeling, but... Do you see that dog?
Yeah, the one with the hand in its mouth?
Is that... Do you think that's the hand that we buried?
Is that your father's signet ring?
There is a ring on the hand. I think we have to go. I think we have to get that hand.
Okay, just act real natural. My father is around here somewhere. We can't let him see this, okay? So we're just gonna act real casual, and we're gonna slowly excuse ourselves from this conversation, and we're gonna extrude ourselves and excuse ourselves and exemplify ourselves, and hey everybody, we gotta go, bye.
What? Okay,
goodbye, I love you.
Those two always sneaking off together in the funniest ways.
They're nearly as fast as Mary.
Are you, so Charlotte, you're, it seems like you and my cousin have like a lot of beef or something.
Oh,
that's
no,
like a,
no.
That's a phrase
Charlotte
we have
I,
in Bath.
No, Charlotte and I are long, old friends. We've known
old,
each other since we were
friends.
Such just wee girls.
With no secrets to tell of one another.
That's right. No secrets at all.
That's good. Yeah, you really don't want secrets.
Yes, you don't want a secret you can sit on for years as leverage.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Oh, I was just going to say, I like your sense of humor. You've really made me laugh a lot, Charlotte. Like, I am a fan. Is there anywhere I can see you, like, I don't know, perform? Or?
Yes. I do some routines over at the local pub. It's kind of a 2-mead minimum. But I think it's really worth your while. We get a lot of cool performers, mimes, jesters, the like, people who can do things with hoops and sticks, performing. Yes, it's
fire
quite
breathers?
Lovely.
Any fire breathers?
Well, you know, we have some people who are kind of trying it out. And, you know,
yeah,
be gentle. You know they're trying it out.
Right.
It's not maybe their thing yet. But we try to be an open, inclusive environment, you know?
Well, let me ask. Do you need a strong lady? You need a strong woman? You need someone who's good at arm wrestling?
Why, I do suppose that to break up all of the acts to ensure that people stay the whole time, an arm wrestler could be very, very fruitful for the middle of our show.
Cool.
Charlotte,
are you offering?
I'll consider it. Look at this.
Oh, there she goes again.
Oh, my God.
Violet.
Gwen, were you calling me? Sorry, your voice is sounding quite raspy and low. Perhaps you've taken ill. Or you look ill. I don't know.
No. I'm just a bit aghast, I suppose, at the thought of a young, well-bred lady such as yourself in such a bawdy environment. Your family must be quite ashamed.
Oh, Gwen, I can see where you'd think that with your simple mind.
Oh.
So it's merely called a pub as sort of a kitschy reference to a low-class bar. It's actually a gentleman's cigar lounge.
Ooh!
I read some of my poetry there. And then the other acts are sort of, you know, cousins and other people of the upper crust. You probably don't know them. But if we wanted kind of a bawdy middle act, you know, having Violet do her arm wrestling, akin to having kind of a pig roll around.
Ooh.
In the middle of the room.
Oink, oink.
Yes. Oh. Very good, Violet. Excellent.
I like her.
You like poetry? I'm also happen to be a poet, Charlotte.
You say you're a poetess as well?
Yes, I have lots of poems that I work on famously, but I haven't shared them because they're so good.
Since when?
Oh.
Shut up, Mama.
Oh, sorry.
What a pity, Gwen. Well, we just had someone come over with typhoid for our show tonight. If you want to hop in, there's an extra slot down at the cigar lounge.
Oh, I could do that.
Shut up, Violet. Everyone knows that poetry, having great poetry skills, is tied inextricably to being the brightest bloom of the season, and I will get that title. Mama, we're going to a poetry slam tonight.
Okay, sure.
I'll need an extra poem outfit also.
An extra poem outfit? You're just making this up. But sure, anything for my perfect girl.
Gwen, just so you know, all the poet outfits have big, gaudy flowers, big headdresses, and usually all of our poets do quite a bit of smoking beforehand.
Oh.
smoking and drinking.
Mama!
Just a hint.
Charlotte, let me ask, is there anything for the strong women, the arm wrestlers? Do I need to wear anything special?
Oh, yeah, we'll keep you in a pen out back and kind of holler when we need you.
Love that. Thank you.
Yeah, you can wear whatever. It literally doesn't matter.
Okay, great. I love that. I
Probably
love
turn
her.
The lights off during your thing.
She's so funny. This lady is so funny.
And Gwyn, by the way.
Yes?
I'm allowed to say, by the way, as many times as I want as I walk away.
Of course.
By the way, the prize is the only gold ribbon the modiste made this season.
Whoa. I want that.
Yeah. It'll surely benefit someone at the ball tomorrow.
Dang.
Probably me.
A golden ribbon would be perfect shade to bring out my eyes and cheeks and sort of tie it all together. Mama, I must win this competition.
It's so wild that there's like a rivalry between the three of us. Like there's clearly like such a rivalry between, like definitely between the three of us.
What, Violet? Who are you talking about?
Oh, no, you...
Mama, oh, it's time. Okay. I have to go. I must go to the cigar store. I can't look like a fool tonight.
I guess we take orders from Charlotte Green now. Sure, whatever you want. Why not? Nothing matters anyway.
Davis, keep up.
I'm trying. These pants are really tight. Violet wanted me to get smaller ones. I don't know. I just...
All right. Blame the pants. Coming. Okay, come. Okay, the dog. Why would the dog dig up my papa's hand?
I don't know. We should have buried it deeper. I put it near the vegetables. Maybe the dog was going for the vegetables first. I thought, if there's going to be a body there, we might as well get some fertilizer out of it. I don't know. I've never done this before.
Wait, also, we don't need to whisper anymore. No one's near us.
Okay. It's fine. Everything's fine. Okay, where do we think it's going to go? We're smarter than a dog. We could chase it, but it's always going to be faster than us. Let's get a stick of meat, or let's split. I don't know. What?
That's some brilliant thinking, Davis.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just spitballing. That was mostly just the exercise That's going to my genius. Head. I don't run a lot.
I'm so glad I know you. Okay, let's get some sticks of meat.
I'm so glad I know you too, Esty.
Davis, come on!
Oh, sorry, this wasn't... I thought this was a moment. Okay, I'm sorry.
Meat, yeah, get your meat. We got sausage.
Excuse me. Could I buy one sausage stick, please? Just what? Any size? Any Ooh, kind?
Davis, mm-hmm. Could you make it two?
Do you want a sausage stick?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little peckish.
Okay, one sausage stick that's a nice one, and then one sausage that's literally anything.
Oh, you got sweet. It. Do you want one for yourself as well?
All right, three sausage sticks. One that's really nice, one that's okay, and one that's literally anything.
Three sausage.
Oh, come on, Davis. You got to get yourself something nicer.
All right, two nice sausage sticks and one that's literally anything. This one is for a dog, two is for people. The people are us.
Jesus Christ. All right. Three sausage for you. Here you go.
Oh, okay, thank you. Okay, Esty, let's go.
Okay.
Eat on the run.
Jesus. That was kind of rude.
Those are pretty big flowers, but I don't know. Don't you think we should go bigger?
Well, I can barely see you over this huge daffodil in my front piece. Do you think it should be bigger? Okay, Mama, can I try the rose on again?
I guess?
I think I can see... Okay, is this better? I can see if I turn my head like this, that I can... If I walk like this, then I can... Oh, yes, this works.
I admit, I'm a bit out of the loop when it comes to this season's fashions, but are we sure that Charlotte Green is telling us the right information?
Mama, I will not be outshone before I make my debut, and if I don't get this flower, it's the biggest one they have in the shop, I'm going to freak out.
Okay, okay, we don't need to freak out. Try on whatever you like.
Thank you, Mama. Was that so hard?
All right, don't push it. Relax.
All going according to plan, dear Gwendolyn. Yes. Bigger. No. Bigger. You shall look a fool at the poetry slam. Everyone will see you and mock you to oblivion, such that when you walk in tomorrow to the ball, you'll be the object of their ridicule. That'll show you. That'll show all you bitchertins that Charlotte Green and the Green family are the ones that deserve to be married. All of us, unmarried, deserve to be married. Stupid, foolish Gwendolyn.
Ma'am, are you gonna buy anything, or are you just kind of standing here talking to yourself?
What's the best dress you have for eating crow?
Well, I mean, I got a black one over here. I mean, there's this red one that won't show blood.
I don't mean literally eating crow. I mean the figurative speech, you know, like a shit-eating grin, you know? What goes best? Here, I'll rephrase. What dress goes best with a shit-eating grin?
Listen, I'm new here, and I don't really know the local colloquialisms, so I'm not really that good with the idioms. So, I don't know, brown?
Brown? Oh, I know a second person who won't find a match at the ball. look at him. Look at this shopkeep. Fool that he is. Unmarried as well. He shall never find anyone at the ball. Yes, yes, the Greens shall outlive him and his poor family as well.
That's pretty good. Thank you, Davis. How much do I owe you?
No, it's on me. Are you kidding me? It's on me. Of course. No, it's actually pretty. It's pretty good.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Oh, there's a dog. There's a dog.
Why'd you spit out your meat?
I was choking. Okay, Esty, I'm gonna toss the meat midway through. We're gonna just slowly, kind of just try to get the dog as close as we can. So, okay.
Okay. Yeah, we can offer it a trade. The stick.
Okay.
Hey, pop.
Hey.
Fluffy.
Oh, look at you. What do you got there?
Hey, Pop.
What do you got there?
Hi.
Oh, that.
Is that a
new
toy?
So good.
That's your new toy.
Oh, okay. Big pup.
Davis,
big pup,
I don't think
dog.
The pup likes you.
No, do you want to try with the meat?
Sure. Hey, pup, you want to show me your toy? You want a big meat stick? Ooh, yeah, I'll trade ya. Oh, that's a sweet boy. Thank you. Okay, I got the hand.
Esty, my father's coming. Hide the hand.
I'll put it behind my back.
Behind your back. Yeah, behind your back.
I'll hold it with my hand behind my back. Okay.
Oh, I wonder what's my beautiful son and this Miss Esty Bitcherton doing. Does Violet know that you're having this privacy without her consent?
No, we're talking to the dog. We're okay. Having a conversation.
Oh, come
with
on,
the dog.
Vicar. It's just me and Davis. Nothing to worry about here.
Well, no, there's. Well, wait. There's maybe something to worry about.
Yeah, you are right, Esty. You're correct. Should I bless this dog? Is this a dog that's in need of blessing? I'll bless a dog. You know, that was one of Davis's favorite activities when he was a little boy. He would ask me to come out and bless the dogs to make sure that they find a good home.
I got to make sure that all dogs go to heaven.
Yes, indeed. So I'll do a quick blessing with this little hello there. Good boy. Good or
ruff, ruff.
Ooh, ooh. Or do you have some sausages in your back pocket, Miss Esty?
No, I guess I just have a very sweet finger.
Oh, hey, pup, hey, pup. Okay, we'll pull those sweet fingers out. Don't leave the dog hanging. Go ahead and pet this dog. It's trying to sniff you up.
Well,
put all those hands on the dog.
I would just use this one hand and keep this other one behind. So I'll just take my other hand out, put this first hand back behind my back, and that's a nice boy. That's a nice boy. Are you like ear scratchies?
Okay, yes, just one hand at a time. That's very odd. What are you two up to?
Just taking a walk.
Yep, just walking and talking and chasing this dog. We were chasing this dog.
Oh, might I accompany you on this walk then, I guess? You know, might as well just spend time with my son and his, you know, I've just been so proud of you ever since, you know, the whole situation with Violet. We will keep it under wraps.
Well, I think we'll that's still pretty. It's still
during,
you know,
the season.
No, I think
so that it's all valid.
It's still kind of in the works. Like, who knows if it'll happen or not? It's kind of like engaged to be engaged type of thing.
God, you know, no. Davis, come on, it's gonna happen. I'm so excited for you.
Yes.
You don't need to be that excited.
Look how happy Esty is for you. Yes.
Okay.
Seems like I like you more and more every day, Esty.
Oh.
Dad, can I just want to talk to Esty just real quick, just right over here. Esty, real quick. Esty, I can't lie to my dad.
Like morally or?
No. I'm saying from a young age, I've known that my father can detect literally any lie.
Oh, like you're bad at it?
No, I mean, maybe, but it seems like he can just kind of do it for anyone. So we've got to be really fucking careful what we say here, okay?
Okay, I got a plan.
Okay, so it's a cigar, so you want to inhale as deeply as possible.
Okay.
Get all that smoke in the lungs. Keep going, 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 keep going. Okay. That's how I do it.
Was that right?
Yeah. Do you feel like you're going to vomit? Then you're doing it right.
I feel like I'm spinning around on a great boat in the middle of the lake. I was like, I'm gonna be so-
Yeah, baby. Lean into it. Here, do you want to see this? See those smoke rings?
Oh my god.
Look,
it's the shape of a bunny rabbit.
Yeah, here, watch this.
Whoa, a llama. The shape of a llama.
I say llama. You call it llama?
Yes.
That's cool. Yeah, no, in Bath we call them llamas.
Oh, we call them llamas.
That's crazy.
I feel like we're really becoming friends, Violet. This is the first thing we've ever really done together that you haven't been bad at.
Excuse me?
Yes, keep smoking, Gwendolyn. Your face will surely look like an old shoe tomorrow. I have old shoes. You should give me your shoes. Give me your shoes. Give me those shoes. I deserve those shoes. Put the shoes on my feet, Gwendolyn. Yeah, give me your shoes.
I'm sorry. Are you looking for shoes? The cobbler's no! around the corner. Oh, I'm sorry.
Although, where are your shoes from?
Oh, you like these? These are Patrick Flanagan's Flyers. They're pretty good.
Pretty good? pretty good should not be good enough for the likes of Charlotte Green, you poor little cigar peasant. You shall surely remain unmarried as well. Yes, the Greens shall reign supreme in this town. Silly man.
Hey everyone, this is Brian. You might know me as Davis Devoutly, but I'm also the producer, editor, and sound designer of Bitcherton. Hope you're enjoying this episode so far, and don't mind this little ad break here. It helps us keep the lights on over here at Bitcherton HQ. But on the off chance you do hate commercials, and quite frankly, who doesn't? And maybe you never want to hear them again on this show, I thought I'd let you know about our Patreon. Yes, that's right, over at the Bitcherton Patreon, not only will you get ad-free episodes of your favorite improvised Regency comedy podcast, but you will also get access to two delicious bonus goodies. Let me tell you about them real quick. The first one is our cast talkback show, Spilling the Tea. Each episode of Spilling the Tea, I am joined by the cast of Bitcherton, and we dive into the behind the scenes of this show, our reaction to the episode, and then inevitably take some wild detours as we get sidetracked. But it's a great peek behind the scenes of the making of Bitcherton. And the second bonus goodie is absolutely perfect for anyone who has ever wanted to read the Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet. And that's, well, that's because it is the Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet. You see, every episode of Bitcherton has its own trifold pamphlet-sized gossip sheet featuring in-world gossip that expands on the lore of Wooten Bassett. And there may even be some teasers for future episodes hidden throughout. You'll have to read it for yourself to find out. So if you want to support Bitcherton and get all of those excellent bonus goodies, just go to patreon.com/bitcherton and sign up to become a loyal listener. For just $5 a month, you can help us continue to make this show so freaking awesome. And now, back to the show. Or potentially another ad, depending on when you're listening to this. Well, unless you're a patron, then you get no ads. In fact, you wouldn't even hear me saying this. I mean, you get it. Patreon.com/Bitcherton.
Midnight Muscadines is a cozy, dark tabletop role-playing game where light and shadow intertwine in a fractured world. Players take on the roles of marmoteers, brave adventurers who journey into the untamed wildernight to collect the elusive Midnight Muscadines, craft magical jams, and protect the fragile light of Nim. Through collaborative storytelling and resourceful gameplay, players weave tales of courage, community, and the pursuit of balance. Will you preserve the light, uncover the truths hidden in the shadows, or reshape the balance of the world forever? Midnight Muscadines is perfect for fans of Studio Ghibli and Sea of Stars who seek to capture the magic of exploration and the heartfelt adventure in a world where small heroes make a big impact. Play Midnight Muscadines as a traditional GM'd game, GM-less, or even solo. Midnight Muscadines is crowdfunding now on BackerKit. Join the campaign at pandeongames.com/muscadines.
I'm Quinns of tabletop role-playing game review show Quinns Quest, and this is Play to Find Out. Play to Find Out is an actual play podcast that brings notorious old games from the 80s and 90s back to the table. Each season of Play to Find Out, I'm joined by Emily Johnson and Rob Morgan.
Good? Nervous?
Yeah.
You both looked at each other really concerned, like you think what's about to happen is going to be unpleasant. And frankly, I think that's rude.
And together, we explore the TTRPGs of ages gone by. Our goal, to separate the TTRPGs that deserve to be remembered from those that maybe don't.
Can I?
I don't know, Emily. It was the 80s.
Also,
a lot of people
know?
Were on cocaine. We blow the dust from decrepit systems to learn how they work.
Your 100 on the encounter table bursts out. Right, you've encountered a bug.
Get ready. Don't laugh.
How does one get ready for a fart?
Don't laugh.
Encounter their unique quirks.
I do finger guns to cover up how I wince.
A weird thing happens as you do finger guns.
Oh, no.
And I'm hoping that the Quinn's Quest community will join us in exploring these games too.
If you f*** this up, cannot describe to you how much your adventure ends here.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because the best way to learn is to play to find out. Play to Find Out is available now on the Quinn's Quest Patreon, but the first episode of each series streams for free on the Quinn's Quest YouTube channel and wherever you get your podcasts. Anyway, you failed the Earth Tech roll, and you made jokes while I was doing my exposition, so you don't get to hear any more.
No. Come on.
I was shook.
Okay, Davis, I have a plan to keep your father distracted. Just leave it to me, okay?
Yeah, I trust you completely and wholly, and I think you're really cool and really smart. Sorry, right.
Vicar, hello. Sorry for the interruption. I can't help but notice that you are always so invested in our lives, but when's the last time somebody asked you about you? What's new with you, Vicar?
Oh, this is good.
You know, it's hard.
Yeah, take a load off.
It's hard, you know. Just kind of sitting in the background, doing prayers for other people. And for so long, it felt like my prayers weren't answered. Like everyone else's prayers were prioritized.
What are your prayers? What would you pray about if you had the time for yourself?
This is so good. Keep it going.
I guess I was praying for, you know, my son to finally settle down with a
No, that's about your son. Vicar, please, what about you? What do you want?
I want my son to be married. That's what I want. That is me.
That's not you. Sorry to raise my voice, Vicar. That's not... What do you want?
I can't stated enough, Esty. There is one thing but I want. Other than that, priesthood, I've given up every one of my whims, so I get to impart the future whims onto my son. And now that him and Violet, they're so in love, right?
They're so in love.
Sparks,
yeah.
They're flying.
No.
Yes. And you know, he had the biggest crush on you. He wanted you so bad. That would be some of his prayers that he could break through.
Come on, Victor. We've lost the thread here. What do you want?
I guess what I want is to settle in a cottage in my retirement. Sitting there, maybe with a nice cup of tea. And in this cottage, I would overlook our great city. And every Sunday, I would make a nice warm breakfast so that my son and his wife can come to that dare and tell me how they are married and happy. That is what I want. I hate my son married and happy, eating brunch at my kitchen table. Him and Violet.
Yes, him and Violet. Violet devoutly. Has a ring to it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does, right?
Doesn't this kind of cement for you why I'm like the way I am? Like, doesn't it kind of...
I don't think too hard about it.
The pieces kind of click into place once you hear this.
What pieces? I don't know. It always clicked for me.
But, like, you know, Esty devoutly. Like, that did sound, you know, it's in the past.
Yeah, I've never thought of those two words together before.
But I have been hearing whispers.
Wait, real quick.
Mm-hmm?
Now that you are thinking of them together, just like hypothetically, what would you like? How does it sound? Just,
Davis, stop. I've been hearing whispers.
Whispers?
Of many gentlemen. Excited about you. Very read up gentlemen.
Read up.
From colleges.
Yes. Well,
I haven't heard of that.
With this weird futuristic view on feminism and what, you know, that type of pish posh applesauce type of thing. You know, he just hoping
Well,
to have a moment to speak with you.
To be honest,
so I am excited.
Sorry to cut you off. I feel like I've interrupted God.
What were you going to say?
I was just saying that, yes, a lot of well-read gentlemen, and I enjoy their company. And to be honest, I don't know if I believe in just one gentleman for the rest of my days. If that's okay to say.
You know, in this moment of privacy here.
Yes, complete privacy.
Complete privacy. You know, I've you know, talked to many.
Oh yes, what? Sorry, Davis is many also of, here. But you have like family.
Oh yes,
family.
Yes. But you know, yeah, you're like family. You're,
yeah, you're like family.
This
to
is
both
your
of
sister-in-law.
Yeah.
You know, your cousin-in-law.
You got it. Not
you
yet.
Got to get. That's not basically your cousin. Yes.
No.
I you know, from down. You know, down there in Nigeria, you know, I've heard of many families having, you know, multiple husbands and multiple wives. And, you know, while I can't, in good faith of my faith, recommend that, but I would say it seems to work for some of them.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not saying for everybody, but just, yeah, something I've been thinking about.
Yeah, something, yeah, well, you know, I look forward to that journey. But yeah, you know, now that we're just free and talking, I am curious, what if you had your druthers, you know, what would be the ideal amount of, you know, partners that you might have as potential husbands? Something like that, you know.
Oh, my druthers? Well,
yes.
As you and the rest of the town know, when I had my very first debutante ball, mm-hmm. I had quite a number. You know, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Gonna have to use my other hand here.
Second hand. Okay.
Hang on. What is that? Is that a piece of meat or something?
No, just another hand to count on. So many gentlemen.
Is what? What do you mean another hand to count on?
Like an abacus. Nothing to say. You know what, actually?
What are you doing?
What? Did you just kiss my dad?
Esty.
Sorry, I was just trying to get closer to God.
There are other ways.
Esty! Did you just kiss my dad?
Yes, Davis.
Oh! I understand why, but I'm really conflicted. Okay.
This is something that I think I'm going to have to pray about greatly.
I'm going to have to pray on it too.
It's not a big deal. Let's go.
It's a kind of a big deal.
Everybody stop freaking out. I picked up the hand and let's go.
What just happened? What was that?
I didn't plan this, but I'm loving this old people kiss. Esty, you shall remain unmarried. And Vicar, you shall never forget the sweet, tender taste of a kiss. The greens shall reign supreme. We have never been kissed. But it surely will happen in a much cooler way when it does. Ah, you're all fools here. I hate this show.
Esty, we've got to talk about what, like, I get why you had to kiss my dad so that, like, I could get the
what
hand.
What do you want
to
talk about?
What do I want to talk about? You kissed my dad on the mouth.
Oh, okay. What do you want to talk about it? Like, what part?
I don't want to discuss the action, just that you kissed my dad. I know why you did it, because we had to get the hand, but, like, why did you kiss my dad?
I don't know. Why does anyone kiss anyone?
I you know, I don't want to. It seems like I... You know, I haven't been worried about your privacy ever since, you know, my son is getting married to Violet, but I do think we should kind of skedaddle. I do have an engagement.
Okay, good. I'm glad you don't want to talk about it. Because what is there to talk about?
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about. It's great. I won't talk about it. I will pray about it, but I won't talk about it.
No.
I do have...
No, this is... We gotta talk about this. No, there's
we
no
don't.
Way.
I got a judge.
Victor has an engagement.
We cannot
just
compartmentalize
like you,
this.
Davis. No, Davis, you got an engagement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah,
know your engagement?
Yeah, Davis is engaged.
Davis is engaged. My good son is engaged. My good son, he is engaged to someone.
That's beautiful.
My good son.
I love that.
He will have breakfast. In my cottage, I will make some eggs, put some beans on the toast, and you will eat it. Crunch, crunch, crunch. It's a munch. It's my brunch. My son, Mary too, Violet.
It can't be healthy to compartmentalize this way.
We're running out of time. How about you both come with me to my engagement where I will be judging some art?
Yeah.
Come on.
I might as well, all right. I guess.
Sounds good. Let's run along. I'm going to... Run off now.
Yeah, we'll catch up.
We'll just be a step behind. Yep.
Esty, is that at least your dad's hand?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be? Let me just take a look here. Oh. No, I would know my papa's hand anywhere, and this is not his hand.
So we're just holding a random guy's hand?
That would be correct. This is a different hand.
More questions than answers here. Okay, we should get rid of that hand.
Should we give this to someone to investigate, or?
You know what?
Ruff. Oh.
Oh, that kind of solved itself.
Let's give it to the dog.
Yeah, let's give it to the dog.
Oh, well, that's a good buddy. Boy. That's a good buddy.
Boy. Yeah. Still doesn't like me.
Yeah. Oh. He swallowed it whole.
Wow. Really impressive dog.
All right, I've been smoking cigars all day, and I have very limited visibility because of this giant flower that I'm wearing, and I'm ready to win this poetry slam.
Attention, everyone of the pub, Gentlemen's Cigar Lounge. Now we begin our night of entertainment. So we have an incredible lineup of people here, the best entertainers in all the land. First up, we have our premier fire breather. Please welcome to the stage, Henrietta Beauregard!
Hello, everyone. Get a load of this. No pain. That went down my throat. Fire in no pain.
Gwen.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, beautiful flower.
Oh, thank you. It's the biggest one they had.
Yeah, it's such a pity. Today was opposite day in the club, so none of us are wearing our flowers.
I still think this brings out my eyes.
Your eyes? They're bloodshot, my dear. And your throat? It sounds positively hoarse.
I've been smoking the cigars all day.
What a pity. I hope this shan't affect your poetry performance.
No, I think it will enhance it. You were right. The way that I feel from the cigars, the nausea has really inspired me to write something beautiful. I hope you'll enjoy it.
I shall, Gwen, for I shall be the victor with the golden ribbon that will land me every eligible suitor possible at the ball.
I will take that golden ribbon from your
huh?
stupid hands.
What? hardly audible, Gwen.
Did she not get the memo? It's opposite day.
It's literally opposite day.
And there you have it. Incredible fire breathing.
Wow.
Wow. Incredible work.
Yes. Yes.
We're big fans of yours.
I'd say she's on fire, but she wasn't. Let's keep it moving with our slop of the evening. We've got a real slummy dirt bowl coming in to demonstrate the roguish act of arm wrestling. Release the pigs, Jonathan!
Oink, 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 oink. Hi, everyone. I'm Violet Pitcherton. Can someone from the audience who's brave enough come to the stage to arm wrestle me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. This man, am I correct in estimating that you're 6'7"?
Yeah, about 6'7" on a good day.
Excellent. And you weigh about 340 pounds, am I right?
350, love!
Excellent. Everyone, watch me, a woman much smaller. I'm 4'11 and 92 pounds. Watch me defeat him.
Oh, she's so much stronger than she looks.
She's an animal.
Not in front of my family. No.
The children.
Stop hurting my dad.
I've got to prove that I'm a no.
Victory. I've won.
Yay. Wow.
Excellent pigmanship from the oink, lady oink, from Bath.
Oink, 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 oink.
In Bath they oink. In Bath they say feet and pounds. We love it. We love it. And inches. Friends, it's time for the finale of the evening, the thing you all come to the pub, the Gentleman's Cigar Lounge, to see. A poetry battle of the wits. Yes, you're right to ooh. Competing tonight, we have a first-rate poetess from the House of Green, looking ravishing in her blue petticoat, and brand new wrist gloves. Please welcome none other than me, Charlotte Green.
Yeah!
Oink, 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 oink!
Violet, please.
Shut up. And over in that dark, dusty corner, we have, I don't know, a sort of girl of sorts, a kind of ragamuffin type, a rascal, kind of stringy hair, wearing a giant flower, probably weighs between two and 9,000 stones. Give it up for Gwendolyn Bitcherton.
Happy to be here.
What'd she say?
Thank you for having me.
We can't hear you.
Hope we don't have another person die of typhoid on this stage, am I right?
Oh. Yeah. She's so good. She's so funny.
Violet, shut up.
And judging the festivities tonight is none other than our vicar.
Yes, yes, my children. I want to see faith. I want to see rhythm. And I want to see creativity.
And in case you think this is one of those poetry battles that's all for the love of poems, Think again. For the prize is the only golden ribbon from our town's modiste. And Gwen, I quite hope you're confident, because I thought I'd up the ante a little and say, whoever loses is banned from tomorrow's ball and must debut next year when she's an old withered crone.
Setting my debut back another year? Why, the family could be ruined. By then, I say to myself quietly.
Gwen, that's too much pressure to put on yourself. Even if you have to delay a year, we'll still love you. Everything will be okay. Okay, now go read your poem.
Thank you, Esty, for always believing me, but I've got to save our family, though I am but a girl of 16 and full of cigar smoke.
We are going in order of youngest to oldest, and I think I'm younger than you, so I shall go first, Gwen. Read it and weep. Here I go. Poem on. I am Charlotte. I am Charlotte. Charlotte I am. That Charlotte I am. That Charlotte I am. I do not like that Charlotte I am. This is from the point of view of my haters. Do you like Charlotte Green and Ham? I do not like them, Charlotte I am. I do not like Charlotte Green and Ham. Would you like Charlotte here or there? I would not like Charlotte here or there. I would not like Charlotte anywhere. I do not like Charlotte Green and Ham. I do not like Charlotte Ham, Ham, Ham. Would you like Charlotte in a house? Would you like Charlotte with a mouse? I do not like Charlotte in a house. I do not like Charlotte with a mouse. I do not like Charlotte here or there. I do not like Charlotte anywhere. I do not like Charlotte Green and Ham. I do not like Charlotte Ham, Ham, Ham.
Woo! Oink, 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 oink.
It's a meter I'm not familiar with.
Ham babies, speak up!
That was so good. That was incredible.
Thanks, love. You can buy my t-shirts outside.
T-shirt? What's that?
A t-shirt's like a waistcoat that's been cut on all sides. Gwen, dear, would you like to step up and meet your match?
I'm ready, Charlotte.
Gwendolyn, we believe in you. Save the family.
Thank you, Mama.
Gwen, do you want some water first or something?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, no, that's the vodka, that's the vodka.
And it's smoky vodka.
Oh. Well, quite a pep in my step. It tastes smoky, but I feel like it's had quite the opposite effect on my voice. It's a miracle.
Like mother, like daughter.
Mama, is this how you feel all the time?
Cheers, darling. Now knock 'em dead.
I have the confidence to go on stage now. All right, everyone, all eyes on me. Here's my poem. It's called The Verdant Strumpet. Though some buds' scents are palest lime, one false bloom smells like a crime. Her life is sad 'cause her stank don't fade. She's the foulest flower, a nasty shade. Like fetid trash, she smells so gross. Surprise! She's the one I hate the most. So whom do I speak of? Who could I mean? I'll never tell, but it rhymes with Charlotte Green.
Gwendolyn, you got her ass!
Yay! Oh my God!
Wow.
Everyone's standing and
I'm
clapping.
I'm so proud of you.
Wow.
Everyone's lifting me
I'm
up
so
above the
I'm so proud
heads.
Of you.
Wow.
I'm so proud.
Oh, news.
Well, I never.
Fuck you, Charlotte.
Get out of here, strumpet.
You smell.
Oh, well, whoa, I guess so. Oh, sorry, I was in deep tears, but now I've gotten my composure, and I think it goes without saying.
that the winner is Gwyn Bitcherton.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
You're going to die alone, Charlotte.
Woo, stop the steal.
No, Charlotte, your season is over. I'll see you in seminary.
I'll be so old and ugly. I'll never forget this, Gwyn. I'll never forget what you did to me.
Oh, Charlotte, she seems really mad. Oh, so they're dragging her away. Strong men are dragging her away, and she's kicking and screaming.
Wait, it's strong men and also Violet.
I don't need your help. I can carry her myself.
Oops, sorry.
Okay. Ooh, Gwendolyn Bitcherton, I'll be back. You'll rue the day you beat me in a poetry competition. I'll have your head. I'll have your butt. I'll have your feet. And I'll have your shoes. Give me your shoes. I'm going to get your
All
shoes.
All right, come on. Calm down.
So happy I've won the day, and that beautiful golden ribbon will look so lovely on me.
Congratulations, cousin.
Thank you.
Gwyn, that was a work of genius.
You made us so proud, my dear.
Thank you all.
Things are looking up for the Bitchertons.
I can't wait for tomorrow. My debut in society. I'm sure I'll get a really rich husband who... And then I'll become the sole inheritor of our estate after Papa's still around, so after when the time comes for that. And I'll make everyone proud.
I'm sure everything will go well.
That was a weird way of wording that, but
yeah. I'm so drunk, and I've been pounding cigars for hours.
I'm already proud of you, Gwyn. I was wondering, who was that poem about? You said it was about someone who rhymes with Charlotte Green, so...
Yes.
So not Charlotte.
Oh. Maybe I don't know what rhyming means. If you missed this week's poetry competition, then I fear you will be regretting your absence for weeks to come. In all my years of writing this column, I have never seen such sweet words contain such devastating venom. Those seeking husbands should thank Gwendolyn Bitcherton for dispatching one particularly fierce combatant from this year's competition. But those same doe-eyed young women should keep constant vigil on the girl with the golden ribbon. For she is certainly a fearsome creature all her own. Ta-ta for now.
Bitcherton features the voice talents of Brian Flaherty, Katie Maravich, Iffy Wadiway, Alex Song Shaw, Carolyn Page, and Cassie Wilson. This episode features guest star Rekha Shunker. Rekha is a writer and comedian who has written for shows like Dig Man and The Grand Crew, and she is the host of Smarty Pants on Dropout. If you want even more Bitcherton, join our Patreon to read the Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet and to hear the cast talkback for this episode, which sounds a little something like this.
Look, I'm just the kind of, you know, male feminist that, like, I don't even see makeup. You know,
I don't even see beautiful as they are. You don't see makeup.
Like, I just, I check out soul.
Bitcherton is a many-sided media production.